Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed numbers from last Friday, after this.
The sounds of motherhood. Sometimes they're not what you expect. Smoking during pregnancy increases the chance that your baby will be born too small, too soon to be healthy, or will die from sudden infant death syndrome. Talk to your doctor and call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW to sign up for the free pregnancy program. You'll take your first step to being smoke-free and keeping your baby safe and sound.
Hey, neighbors, the 50th annual production sale of the Messner Ranch coming Saturday, February 5th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 30 bred Hereford heifers, and a small group of Angus heifers as well. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-552-1555 or Milt Messner, 580-273-9494. Messner Ranch 50th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 5th at the Ranch Slapout. The first cattle on feed report of 2011 turns out to be something of a bear. Cattle on feed numbers issued this last Friday afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we get an overview of those numbers with Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities.
Well, in a nutshell, the report is a negative report. We saw on feed come in 5% above a year ago. The trade was looking for an average estimate of 4.2% above a year ago. Now, compared to the 3 and 5 year averages, is either side of unchanged on those averages. We also saw this also the highest on feed for the January time period in the last 3 years. We saw increases in on feed in Texas by 6%, Nebraska 3% increase, and Kansas a 1% increase. Placements, they was looking for 113.7% increase. It came in 116%. That's 1.795 million head of cattle placed. Texas saw a 20% increase, Nebraska 19%, and Kansas a 10% increase. Now, December 09 was the lowest we'd seen in the past 11 years, which this is being compared to. So that does make the percentage look awful high, but we are still looking at the December 10 placements, the highest of the past 5 years, 10% above the 3-year average and 6% above the 5-year average. The weight breakdown showed the under 600-pound category 11.5% higher than a year ago. That equals into 480,000 head of cattle. The 600 to 699-pound category 18% above a year ago. That's 495,000 head. 700 to 799-pound category almost 10% above a year ago. 440,000 head. 800-plus category almost 29% above a year ago. 380,000 head. Now, looking at the marketing, it came in really close to the estimate at 105%. But that is the second highest December marketing since the revisions in 1996. We saw Texas down 2% on their marketings, but Nebraska up 14% and Kansas up 8%.
Loeffler says the bottom line is that this is a negative report. Thing is, the market has already declined a little bit from the highs established early last week.
We saw all new contract highs on Tuesday. If you look at Tuesday's high to Friday's close, February cattle dropped $4.42. April dropped $3.93. March feeders dropped $4.47. May feeders down $3.70. And August feeders down $3 even. We also saw cash come in at mostly $106 this week. That is $2 less than what was last week. But we've already seen some downside in this marketplace. But it's hard to say whether this is the beginning of more downside or we've already took some of this into consideration.
Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It begins at noon Saturday, February the 5th, the 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. There'll be 38 head of high-quality bulls from well-known cattlemen in Western Oklahoma, including Angus, Red Angus, Polled Hereford, and Composite. You can get a catalog by calling Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The 33rd annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 5th, in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.